This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
You don't necessarily have to be a great running team to get reaction in the play action game. I think it all starts with what your line up front can do, what your backs do well, and you take it from there. And Eric Bieniemy's got a lot of experience in the gun run game and what they did in Kansas City, obviously. And Declan has a lot of success from the Sean Payton tree. And got a lot of library, if you will, to draw from. And we'll see it all come together once we get our hands on these guys.
Just to get by. This is Rahimi and Harris, your midday show on The Score. That was Ben Johnson talking about the importance of the run game. I love it more than most. I think that a good running game is a quarterback's best friend, especially when that quarterback is young and still getting his life together as a new QB in a new offense. I like the concept, but trying to figure out who is going to be in this Bears running back's room after they draft only one guy in the seventh leaves you asking questions. So we weren't the only ones asking questions about statuses of running backs around the league. It wasn't just an assessment of the Bears running back room that we had. In fact, let's go over to Cleveland, where after the Browns drafted Quinshon Judkins, there were some questions to ask as well. Ken Carman, who's a radio host in Cleveland, had this to say about Nick Chubb.
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb? A silence came over the room. Are we ready? I'll ask it again.
It seems like it's over.
I got to tell you guys, maybe I shouldn't say it because it's going to kind of cast a pall over the room. I heard he is kind of getting close to another team. It happens to be in the NFC North.
Clarify that?
No. Not any further. All great things got to come to an end. And
why do you think it had to come to an end in this situation, especially this year?
I hope he comes back. I really do hope, but it's looking more and more unlikely that both sides are kind of ready to move on, it seems to me.
How about the dramatic pauses in there? That was Brian Windhorst level of dramatic pause out of Ken Carman. He's on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And I understand why the discussion of trying to figure out what's going on with Nick Chubb's status with the team makes sense.
Chubb has played 10 games over the last 2 years. He's had injury issues. I say that to tell you, if you go on the website formerly known as Twitter, or probably it's probably on Instagram and TikTok, it's everywhere.
I think he did it for the gram.
He might have done it for
Nick
the gram.
Chubb.
So
this was very gram motivated in my opinion.
And you hadn't seen this before our meeting this morning. I was like, no, Nick Chubb looks healthy to me. And
I had heard about it, but then I saw it.
So basically, he's jumping over hurdles from a standing position, one after another.
Like a box jump, like a continuous box jump, just 2 feet flat on the ground, jump over hurdle, plant the feet, 2 feet flat on the ground, jump over the hurdle again.
Did that man look healthy to you?
That man does not look like anybody who's had any surgeries on his left knee, much less many surgeries. Two surgeries in the most recent time. Of course, he had, what, 4 ligaments torn in his left knee at Georgia?
This is the part where I take you inside the 2017...
Three ligament tears, I think, at Georgia. It depends on who you ask. Too many ligament tears.
This is the part where I take you inside the 2017 Georgia running backs room. And see, I say that because we were talking about the Chicago Bears running backs room. If these were your guys, tell me how you would feel.
Georgia, what can we do for you?
Yes, ATL Georgia, what can we do for you?
They're not in ATL, though.
Nick Chubb. Athens is close enough. Nick Chubb. 1,345 yards on 223 attempts with 15 touchdowns.
I see why he's a star with numbers like that.
On 1,227 yards on 156 attempts, including a leading 7.9 yards per attempt and 16 touchdowns, one more than Chubb, was Sony Michel.
Woo.
And then with 81 attempts for 618 yards, that's 7.6 yards per attempt, by the way.
We love it.
And just three touchdowns, one DeAndre Swift.
Now that is a running back room.
So Chubb, Swift, those are two guys who have coexisted in the past with Sony Michel in tow, by the way.
Man, I'd run the wishbone offense with those dudes. Forget it.
And so then the question becomes, if this is true, that Nick Chubb and his time in Cleveland is coming to an end, should the Bears be going after Nick Chubb?
And then that's when the price comes into account here. His value in the open market in the NFL. And I think that's part of the reason, frankly, that he wanted to post the video. Now, here's the thing. We know that knee injuries are not nearly as debilitating as they have been in the past. That is an excellent example. Zach LaVine is another one. You don't even go far on the score today to find Dr. Brian Cole. He's the team doctor for the White Sox and the Bears, or and the Bulls, rather. And Dr. Brian Cole did the surgery on Lonzo Ball that was once thought to be something you could never be playing professional sports with.
That was a great conversation that Ruthie Polinsky and David Haw had, talking about that surgery and Gabriel Landeskog, who's come back and is scoring goals again in a Colorado Avalanche uniform.
And in the words of Lonzo Ball, he basically has a new knee. So yes. When you consider all of those things, are knee injuries as debilitating as they were even 10 years ago? No, they're not. It's incredible. But at the same time, is it enough for the Bears to spend a considerable amount of their open cap space, what they have left?
Like yes,
that's the part of this. They have $10.58 million, according to overthecap.com.
Well, he made under $3 million last year. And so I guess the question becomes, how much are you giving Nick Chubb and for how long?
And 785 makes a good point here, because this is what we were trying to figure out too, is how much healthy Nick Chubb would you get, right? Like that then becomes the question. And 785 says, even on a pitch count, I'm down with Chubb, yes. And I feel like I am in the same boat, where even if he's a question mark health-wise, I will still take some of him to help more of the Bears.
I need him to be healthy. When I say that, I say I think he can be in a position in Ben Johnson's offense where he's not a workhorse back. Picking spots similar to what we saw in Detroit. And if that's the case, then yeah, go get Nick Chubb if the cap situation is amicable to that. I don't know that it will be, though. There's still stuff that has to be done. They got to sign these rookies. They got to sign the undrafted free agents. There's a lot that has to happen. And then they got to have flexibility so they can make deals at the deadline. Whatever.
Depending on who you ask, and Brad Biggs is one of those people that I refer to in this space. He talks about having, you want to have like at least $5 million or so in working cap space once you're set, just because of things that happen over the season, moving guys up from practice squad, etc. And 217 makes an excellent point too, because it was talked about by Ryan Poles trying to figure out what happens with a possible Joe Tooney extension. How does that get factored into all of this?
The other thing is, so 708, the swiftness that we went from, quote, the Bears did the smart thing by putting themselves in the position to draft the best players available, like the smart teams do, to WTF, they didn't draft for need, is startling.
I think it's because we still thought that need would factor in. Like, for example, we were talking about this during the break. You know, the grade on Ruben Hypolite, according to the Beast, is an undrafted free agent. He goes in the first round. Fourth round. Yeah, sorry.
I got you.
I definitely meant fourth round.
I want to make sure people are like, you said he went in the first round.
And that would happen.
I saved you.
But like they'll lie about what we say anyway. But in this case, that's a good example of saying best player available, or is that somebody you fell in love with because he's fast?
But also in that clip of Ken Carmen, he said a team in the NFC North. He did not say the Bears. So I look at all the other teams, the running back situation. The Lions are good. I would say the Packers are good. They have Josh Jacobs. But the Vikings, 30-year-old Aaron Jones, do they rely specifically on that? Because obviously the Bears would need a running back, but there is another team in the division I think needs a running back as well.
Let's go see how much the Vikings have left in open cap space to the internet.
While you're doing that, I just want to talk about the fact that the way we talk about these running backs, it's
they have more.
A lot more?
They have 17.25.
That is a considerable amount more.
According to Over the Cap.
Get that Tooney extension done. If that's the way you want to go, get the Tooney extension done is what I would say.
No, that's the Vikings.
I know. I'm saying get the Tooney extension done to get more cap space. Stretch that thing out.
Yeah. I could see that happening. And you know, I don't know how they factor all of that now. A lot of it gets put in a signing bonus, then it gets pushed out to infinity, like a layaway payment. So I feel like that's part of it.
And the Vikings did get Jordan Mason, as the text line has let me know, and the Twitch mob has let me know that they do have Jordan Mason. But, I mean, more is good, especially if you're relying on 30-year-old Aaron Jones.
I would say the Bears
but you're also relying on ageless Justin Jefferson.
Robbie, the Bears have the worst running back room in the NFC North as it stands today.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I think they're the ones who need the upgrade more than anybody else. You know what? I'm going to do this deep dive tonight when I get home. I'm going to figure out where the Bears running back room ranks league wide, in my opinion.
You want to break that up?
It popped into my head. Where are the Bears? And so I'll take a look and see if anybody else is in dire straits as the Bears are in terms of, and I say dire, but I don't mean they're really in dire straits. I'm just saying they're lacking compared to other teams. It's all relative.
I'm doing some internet searching right now.
What are you internet searching?
The Dallas Cowboys running backs room.
Oh, yeah, that one's. That one, yeah, that's a struggle. Who's their starting running back right now?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for. Is it Deron Bland in this scenario?
I mean, that's your team. I feel like you should know your...
Javonte Williams.
Okay, how do you feel about that Dallas Cowboys person?
I think they have a lot of issues. I'm not just looking at the running back situation.
They have a lot of issues?
Yeah.
I will say this. I think the Bears have a better team than the Dallas Cowboys.
Williams had 513 yards last season.
I think the Bears have a better team than the Dallas Cowboys. I'll double down on that. So the problem is they don't play in the NFCs. Oh, not that that's a problem, because the NFC East looks pretty good right now.
Also, I'm sorry, I don't know why I said Deron Bland. I'm just reading out loud at that point. My bad. Sometimes I can't multitask. Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and Jaden Blue.
But back to the Nick Chubb piece of this. You said you want some Nick Chubb better than no Nick Chubb, right?
Correct. Yeah, I will take a.
So what is a minimum amount of Nick Chubb? Like, how many touches would Nick Chubb get in Ben Johnson's offense?
I'm looking at it as games healthy.
Okay, so not even usage. You're just talking about, are you available?
Correct.
So
I'm saying if he misses...
4 games?
Yeah, even 4, I'm in.
You'll take 13 games of Nick Chubb and pay that money.
Oh, if the money's equate to what he had last season.
I think he's going to make more than $3 million. I think that's the point.
Yeah, and that's at that point is but maybe practically 33% of your open cap space.
But maybe he won't, because he is coming off injury. So
I mean that's the piece of this that factors in. Now, Nick Chubb isn't the only guy potentially available.
Right. We've heard several J.K. Dobbins mentions. Obviously, did you know that the Chargers took a running back?
Well, I will say I think that's why J.K. Dobbins would be potentially available.
Yeah, they took another guy that was rated pretty high by a lot of people. Some people even had him neck and neck with him.
Yeah, this is, by the way, in case you're wondering, which you probably aren't if you listen to us, this is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. The segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we ask, are the Bears potentially in the market for a running back based on what we heard on 92.3 in Cleveland, The Fan? And you're right, Robbie. Carmen did say, he did say an NFC North team. But I immediately went to the Bears because I thought, based on just what their draft looked like, that's why we're even talking about this.
I mean, if DeAndre Swift is the number one running back at the start of the year, that's a problem.
I don't know that it's a problem.
I think you're overstating things when you say it's a problem.
I think the better question is, what is your 1-2 at running back? then it's a problem. And I'm not just saying that because of everybody talking about Sonic and Knuckles and Gibbs and Montgomery in Detroit. I'm saying that because of the lack of downhill running that we had on the team last year.
Let me ask you something. Do you see DJ Moore as a possibility to get snaps as a running back?
I know DJ Moore likes it. Like, I think he's into being able to run. You know, he ran track in high school, for what it's worth.
So DJ Moore in that role could alleviate some of this stress, anxiety, angst, and also the conversation about what are they doing at running back if it's him and then someone else.
I am not using DJ Moore as a running back that much.
Okay. Are you sure?
No, I'm here to make the same things look different and different things look the same. I'm not here to make him a key running option. We saw that movie play out last season, didn't we?
No, with a different offensive line and a different coaching staff. But here's what I'm saying. What'd they use their number two pick on, Layla? Their second pick. What did they use it on?
Who's they?
The Bears.
Oh, yeah.
So you're adding to the receiver room, and maybe it's the versatility of one of those receivers that will allow snaps for everybody.
I just believe he's a slot receiver. I think Burden is a slot receiver.
Oh, no. I'm saying he can play slot, and DJ Moore can be used somewhat in the backfield and still be on the field a lot.
I like the idea of using DJ Moore somewhat in the backfield.
That's
what
I'm saying.
To be the Knuckles to Sonic?
No, not the Knuckles to Sonic.
To be the Knuck if you buck? No.
No one's fighting today. No one's fighting today, okay?
You should fight for yards.
We're not going to fight. We're going to get along perfectly fine. Also, we're going to remind you that you need to keep listening for your chance to win your way in to see Mully and Haw do their show live Friday, May 16th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Be a part of a studio audience as they get you set for the start of the Crosstown Series with special guests and plenty of Cubs Sox chatter. Plus, popcorn will be provided by Nuts on Clark. Oh, that is a good sell.
Smells so good.
That's Friday, May 16th. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all.
I do want to also point out this, though. Is your friend who you talked about who would not be okay with the phrase "the Rutgers" in your head now and you're scared for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. You said it. I didn't say it.
A woman who is probably announcing that pick because she's gone through something in life or has a special connection was there. She shouldn't get punished either.
Okay. What was your question?
That was it. It was about the Rutgers.
He's running back
for the Rutgers.
We've got to keep that.
Now, to be fair, when I was a kid, I thought the Rutgers was some kind of mascot I didn't know about. I was like, it's the State University of New Jersey, the Rutgers. And that's like, because I couldn't look it up like I can look things up on the internet, because that's how old I am. The dial-up wasn't around the first time I heard of Rutgers. I was like, why is it called Rutgers?
You had to get the old CD-ROM running?
Yes, but we didn't even have all that just yet. So I understand why the Rutgers can be a thing.
Yeah, it happens. These are normal people who don't have broadcasting jobs speaking on a microphone in front of crowds of thousands. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's just funny, and
wish I had that excuse.
Wanted to giggle at it.
I like the idea of just Bearsing it up because we have Manungai on this Bears team. So it's the Rutgers. I'm just going with that now.
The Rutgers. I like Who's Your Manungai still.
Yes, Who's Your Manungai was. That's great stuff.
Poor Kyle Manungai. Like, you're the most famous seventh round pick ever.
No, Isaiah, stop disrespecting Isaiah. He's not even the most famous seventh round pick out of Rutgers.
I'm not saying ever as in the NFL. I'm saying here.
Oh, for the Bears?
I'm exaggerating. Hmm. Charles Leno's a seventh rounder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, Charles Leno, can he surpass Charles Leno's career? You know what? We're not doing this.
Yes!
Today. We're not doing this today.
This is a five on it. Cue the music. Can Kyle Manungai surpass Charles Leno? I don't know, because that was such a valuable position, too. Left tackle?
We'll see. Guess what? Left tackle is still a very valuable position.
No, I'm saying, like, Charles Leno, just because his prolificness, you know, playing the position he did, that's what made it so amazing.
A rare find, a jewel.
We hardly knew ye. I'm looking up Charles Leno's stats now just because I miss him.